This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. President Bush has arrived in Sydney, Australia for the annual Asia-Pacific Economic Forum later this week. Yesterday, the president was in the Anbar province of Iraq. And after departing Al-Asad Air Base, the president called reporters traveling with him on Air Force One to a small conference room in the plane to elaborate on his remarks in Iraq. NPR's Don Gagne was on Air Force One. He joins us now from Sydney. And Don, a lot of people's ears perked up yesterday when the president used the words fewer American troops in talking about Iraq, although there were a number of conditions. What did he have to say to clarify what he meant by those remarks?
Obviously, that was the first thing we put to him when we sat down on the plane. And he kind of coyly said, well, maybe I was intending to do that. Again, he's not promising anything, but for him to put out those words in the setting that he did at an American airbase in Iraq does send a signal that something could be coming in terms of an announcement about U.S. troop reductions. Of course, the follow-up question is, if you say security is improving and if it continues that we will see fewer American troops, when do you make that decision? What allows you to make that announcement? And he said he has to hear from General Petraeus, and we all know that General Petraeus is testifying next week before Congress, so we could hear something from the president after that. He seemed to be at least hinting at it.
What did the president have to say about the prime minister of Iraq, Nouri al-Maliki?
There has been so much back and forth over the past month or so. Is the U.S. losing confidence in Maliki? U.S. senators have called on Maliki to be replaced. The president did meet with Maliki, and he described their meeting as cordial, their relationship as comfortable. He did say Maliki is evolving as a leader, but he also steps back and says, remember, this guy has not been in office very long, that this is still a relatively new democracy. So on one hand, you do see the president cutting Maliki some slack, saying he understands what a difficult job this is. But on the other hand, you do see him trying to apply as much pressure as he can on Maliki to get the process of political reform moving more quickly.
Well, on to Australia, and the president is spending tomorrow with the prime minister there, John Howard, who is facing a re-election challenge. And I gather that Iraq is a major issue in that campaign as well.
Recall that along with Britain's Tony Blair, John Howard was one of the strongest supporters of the U.S. policy in Iraq. He stood with President Bush, and here we are now, years later. He's facing re-election, and the opposition leader is really using Howard's support of the Iraq war against him in this election. And Howard trails very badly in the polls at this point. And you could say that even though this economic summit is about other things, Iraq does hang over everything because of what it's doing to Howard back home.
And let's talk briefly about those other things. What's on the agenda at that summit?
Well, certainly any threat posed by North Korea and its nuclear ambitions is discussed at an Asian economic summit. Iran will be on the table. President Bush has one-on-one meetings with the leaders of Russia, China, Japan, South Korea, Indonesia, and maybe others.
Okay, NPR's Don Gagne traveling with President Bush in Sydney, Australia. Don, thanks so much.
You're welcome.